Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Likewise, like always, God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. This is a wonderful day that the Lord has made. Good things are happening. He's up to something good on your behalf. When you listen to the real Jesus, you have real hope. Now, the last few our ultimate theme is final moments. We're living in the final moments before the glorious return of Jesus Christ. Those who love God are looking for the rapture, and we know that the second coming is soon after that. And God is moving. He's preparing. He's trying to get people on board. But he put something on my heart to talk about the real Jesus. In the enemy doesn't want you to know God. You have to understand this. If you spend any time reading the book of Acts, God was moving by his Spirit. He was guiding people. People were fulfilling prophecy. Peter on the day of Pentecost said, "This is that," talking about the prophet Joel, how he prophesied that your sons and your daughters would prophesy. Isaiah talked about speaking in a language that, in a foreign language. He said, "I'll speak to you with stammering lips," yet the people wouldn't hear. See, the Lord is moving among people that listen, that want to know him. But the enemy is why don't you seek out the things that the enemy fears? That's a good idea. The enemy, through cold religion, I talk about cold religion sometimes. Cold religion is what the Pharisees and the Sadducees and what the religious priest, the Jewish priest, is what they became. Cold-hearted religion. It wasn't trying to help anybody. They got upset with Jesus because he healed a man on the Sabbath day. And they didn't keep the Sabbath. They went into captivity because they didn't let the lamb lay out, because their heart had hardened, because they lost their first love, because they looked at other things instead of God, because they wanted to be like the other nations, and they got into Baal worship. They offered their children to false gods. Like the Gentiles, they wanted a king like the Gentiles. This is the heart of cold religion. It's not going to do you any good. It's just an empty promise. But the real Jesus came on board. He was born. God had to come to the earth legally. He was born of a woman. See, sin is transferred through the male. That's why he was born of a virgin. Joseph was not his biological father. The word says Joseph is his supposed father. This is real scriptural truth, folks. This is real. If you believe it, you get to live forever. Why? Because the Lord will judge you differently. He will account. See, he washed away everybody in the world. He washed their sin away. But it don't apply unless you believe on what Jesus Christ did. And if you believe on what he did, this is what salvation does for you. It washes your sins away, and you get a new heart. And your desires are new. You want to live from the standpoint of love, and you have the ability to do it. And not only that, you have a chance to have a strong relationship with the Lord. See, this was prophesied. These are the things of life. This is what the enemy hates for people to know. He doesn't want you to know what God has done for you. He wants you to be like the other religions, estranged from God. And that's why everybody who loves the world system somewhere, they automatically have a problem with God. It's inevitable. If a man loves the world system, which is guided by Satan. He starts off just wanting to have a good time, but he gets hooked. And then it gets addictive. And he's not really having fun like he thought he would. First sin, it seems fun. And then it gets boring. And things happen to let you know it's the wrong side of the tracks to live on. It's wrong. Everything about sin is wrong. And it hardens the heart. It destroys your appetite for God. Just like your children, when they eat sweets before dinner, they have no appetite for their nourishing dinner because they fill their stomach with candy and cookies and cake and things that have no nutrients in it. But when you have a hearty love for God, you want more. And when you have a relationship with the Lord, He will teach you things. He will teach you whatever you're interested in. My favorite scripture is, when He, the Holy Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. Now listen to Hosea chapter 6. Come and let us return to the Lord. For he hath torn, and He will heal us. He hath smitten, and He will bind us up. What in the world does this mean? At this time, Hosea was a prophet, prophesying to the Jews because they had gone into captivity. Come, let us return to the Lord. Your idolatry didn't work. It got you into captivity. For He hath torn, God has torn you. He put you in a foreign country and you'll never see you're going to die there. You were torn and He will heal us. He has smitten and He will bind us up. This, He had to do surgery. People, when you have cancer, they have to clean your wound, cut you open, cut the cancer out, stitch you back together. That's what God had to do with hard-headed, idolatrous people. Idolatry and false religion will get you killed. Now watch verse 2. This is prophecy. Hosea said, after 2 days He will revive us. In the third day He will raise us up, and we shall live in His sight. See, when Jesus got up from the cross, we got up with Him. Some of us were not even born yet. But when anybody that looks back and believe on Jesus Christ, that He's, when you say He's my Savior, and you say it from the heart. Now, this is not something that, this is not a magic prayer you just say off the top of your head. This is from the heart. Salvation is of the heart. You say this and you mean it. When it's that way, your heart is made brand new. And some people, they say the words, but they don't always mean it. But when you mean it from the heart, that's salvation to you. And that needs to be explained better. But cold religion wants numbers, and they're like politicians. And some men will say anything to give to fill up a church. But you're going to have to listen to the real Jesus. The real Jesus is in league and in line with perfect prophecy. See, Jesus built on the foundation that they prophesied about. Verse 2 says, after 2 days He will revive us. In the third day He will raise us up, and we shall live in His sight. Now you are saved, you're set free. Now watch verse 3. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. Some people, they get saved and they don't attempt to get to know the Lord. And then some people, they love God so much, they're so thankful for saving them. They know that they're saved. They have His peace, where they used to be driven by the world. Now they have peace. They're in their right mind. They have a desire to do good. They love their family again. They have hope. They're not afraid of death, hell, and destruction. In dangerous situations, they don't have that fear they used to have. And they know they're on the right track. And they seek after God. Some people even ask the Lord questions. See, if you really love God, and if you have a heart to know Him, ask Him your questions. If you follow on to know the Lord, you'll get to know Him. You'll get to know the real Jesus. And if He rebuke you, you're going to thank Him. Because now He's helping you to get on the right track. As I go forward in the Lord, I learn things. Now, I remember Greg Hoser said something a long time ago. If you mess around in sin, repent. Then you don't have to be in sin anymore. If you're wrong, repent. Then you don't have to be wrong anymore. If you fail, repent. You don't have to live in failure anymore. You can learn anything. If you go forward and follow on to know the Lord for yourself, you will be able, my friend, to do all things through Christ who strengthens you. This is our heritage. The things that Jesus, the real Jesus, did, he did things to help us go forward. The real Jesus is not trying to get you to vote for him. The real Jesus loves you. It's up to you to believe on him, and you will learn to love other people, and you will learn to love him. If you believe on him, you have a love for God. If you love people, you love God too. If you hate people, you hate God too. It can't be, you can't love God and hate man. That's impossible. Whoever you hate, you have the same problem with God. When people, I endeavor to love people. I ask the Lord to teach me how to love his people. And he taught me many truths about love. And I decided that I was going to love people. And I get in so much trouble because I love people. People want you to be mad at who they're mad at, hate who they hate, and love who they love. And I love everybody. So if you don't like the president, I love that president. And I loved every president. I prayed for every president. I'm believing God for all the politicians. I love them. I don't hate them. I don't condone everything people do, but I still love them as a person, and I pray for them. So I can't act like I hate him because you hate him, and act like I love somebody, which I do love people. I don't hate anybody. And I won't hate anybody. But when people are off track and obviously wrong, I still love them. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. The Lord's return is soon, and we need to be found doing his work. Everything on this website is free, newlivingletters.com. All the broadcasts are on there. See, if you're in unforgiveness, then God will not forgive you. We all need God to forgive us. And we need to forgive others, even the people that are obviously doing us wrong. The first thing I do when people do me wrong, which they do, I pray for their soul. I pray for them. And I ask the Lord to protect me from their devices, because some people are evil. But I love them. And I'm not just saying that, because I'm supposed to. Jesus said, the real Jesus said, if you love those that do you good and not the, and hate those that do you wrong, what thank have you? If you only give money to people that can pay you back, what thank have you? He said, if your righteousness don't exceed those lousy Pharisees, you have no part in the kingdom of God. The real Jesus. Study what the real Jesus said. The only way to get to know the Lord is to follow what he said and live by it. Now, I don't know how to turn it on and off just to make people happy. I'm not trying to make people happy. If you're happy, that's up to you. But I love every soul. Every cotton-picking soul out there, I love them. Not just the people that do me right, but everybody. So, you know, the terrorists, they would love to kill me because I love Jesus. But I'm not afraid of terrorists. But I love them too. On YouTube, sometimes the terrorists get saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And they speak in tongues. And they love God. And then they go and tell what they know. And it saves souls from being destroyed. But the enemy is behind all the evil. He has created, hear me good, he has created false religions just to destroy people. If you love to have fun, if you love pleasures more than God, he will give you all the pleasures you can handle. He'll pay for it just to keep you off track, because he know that if you go to hell, he's going to destroy you. That's what he's after. His heart is not toward mankind. The real Jesus will expose the lying demons and the devil for what they are. The false prophets, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Sanhedrin Council, that was wrong. There were some Pharisees that actually loved God. They were a low minority. But when you read the book of Acts, they just like they got upset when Jesus healed a man on the Sabbath day, they tried to get Peter to stop preaching in his name. They saw the man that was healed at the beautiful gate, and they couldn't, there was nothing they could do about it. And they tried to, when they saw that he was standing there with Peter, and they were unlearned fishermen, you know, they didn't go to their prestigious colleges to learn their doctrine. They were with Jesus, and they were doing miracles that they had no hopes of doing. The Pharisees had no hopes of doing, working miracles like Peter and Paul and James and John and all the other 12, and all those who came to the Lord after that, like Paul and Barnabas and Paul, Timothy. They couldn't work miracles. They were sterile. They had no life in them. Cold religion has no life in it, folks. The enemy couldn't stop the church, so he tried to fill the church with cold religious beliefs. Some people gave heed to lying spirits and doctrines of devils. That's not God's fault. That's what happened because men who didn't make up their mind to follow on to know the Lord, they didn't seek him. So a lie can seem true if you're in dimness. Some people are saved, and they're truly saved. They will go to heaven, but they're living in dimness because they won't seek after God and get their questions answered. They won't follow on to know the Lord for themselves. They're going off what somebody they looked up to said. They're looking at what the college professor said, the seminary professors, preachers, other. You know, when whoever teach you in the Gospels, in the Word of God, you become like them. Unless you follow on to know the Lord for yourself. I looked up to other people. I taught what they taught for a while. I know how it feels to you, somebody you look to and trust. Whatever they teach, you teach it. But if you pay close attention to the guidance of the Holy Spirit, God will give you more insight. And when people are wrong, you'll know something's not right. And you do your research and you seek the Lord about it and you ask the Lord to help you. And he does. Then you grow from glory to glory. Otherwise, you'll be just like the pastor you have, or any pastor, or whoever you look to, or your parents. Whoever taught you the Word of God, you'll be just like them. A little different in your own character, but the basis of your teaching and the way you think will be in that wise. Whatever denominational church you go to, people go along to get along, but you can't do that with the Word. With the Word of God, you're going to have to follow the real Jesus. You're just going to have courage and bravery, and you're going to have to step up and follow the real Jesus. Not how people say he is. It's what the Word says. What did he teach? Take another look at what Jesus actually said and be doing that. So when the real Jesus comes, you'll be looking for the real Jesus. You'll be raptured when the real Jesus comes, by the real Jesus. And you won't be judged by him. But when he comes in his glory, everybody that's doing whatever they're doing, if it's whatever they're doing right, they'll know it's right. If they're in in love with God and they obey, and if they're in obedience, they're going to get raptured. If they're in disobedience, they're going to know that they're in disobedience. And they're going to try to hide their disastrous darkness. See, let's look at Isaiah chapter 2. This is plain as day. In the presence of God, you know things that you don't know naturally. You know it spiritually. The Lord told me many people are about to be thrust into eternity because his return is so close. And millions and billions of people are going to be thrust into eternity, however, whatever condition they're in. And for a lot of people, that's not good. I want to be found doing his will, not to be saved. The blood of Jesus saved me, but I want to do what I can do. See, the Lord made us powerful. And we have power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the devil. And we have abilities to do whatever God is doing. He can live and work through us. And the Lord is coming soon. And when he returns, people will know what's going on. They're going to know whether they're in his will or not, because that's how the glory of God is. When he returns, my friend, you want to be on his side. You want to be doing what he's doing. And you want to be found walking in love with everybody. Everything that happens, all the things that everything that God is doing, you want to be doing what he's doing. If you look into the Lord, you'll be like him. Now, this is Isaiah 2. Just listen to it from, I'm going to read it from the heart. Receive the word of God. This is Isaiah 2, verse 1. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amoz, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. And it shall come to pass in the last days, which is now, that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established in the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, come ye, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem, and he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears and their pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Now this is what happens after Jesus comes back. O house of Jacob, come ye and let us walk in the light of the Lord. Therefore thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they replenished from the east. They be replenished from the east and are soothsayers like the Philistines. And they please themselves in the children of strangers. See, in verse 5 he said, O house of Jacob, come ye, let us walk in the light of the Lord. If you walk in his light, if you listen to the real Jesus, and do what the real Jesus said do, you're building your whole life on a solid foundation. You can afford to forgive everybody because you've been given so much. Spiritual blessings are much greater and more powerful than natural blessings. But some people didn't do this. Therefore, verse 6 says, therefore thou hast forsaken thy people, the house of Jacob, because they be replenished from the east and are soothsayers like the Philistines, and they please themselves and the children of strangers. This is what the world does. And this is how the world seeks to live. But verse 7 says, their land also is full of silver and gold, neither is there any end of their treasures. Their land is also full of horses, neither is there any end of their chariots. Their land also is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands, that which their own fingers have made. And the mean man bowed down to these idols, and great men humble himself, therefore forgive them not. And God will not forgive them because they're holding the truth in unrighteousness. Verse 10 reads, enter into the rock and hide thee in the dust. And verse 11 says, the lofty looks of man shall be humble, and the haughtiness of man shall be bowed down, and the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. See, the Lord is coming back, and people are going to know once he does. People won't have to say, hey, that's Jesus. They'll know it's him, and they're going to try to hide. Verse 12 says, for the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone that is proud and lofty, upon everyone that is lifted up, and he shall be brought low. And upon the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan. This means that, see, when the day of the Lord of hosts shall be upon everyone, they're going to be doing whatever they're doing, laughing at whatever jokes they laugh at, thinking, plotting, planning, doing whatever they do, enjoying sin, enjoying darkness. Some people don't even enjoy sin. They're just in strife and won't forgive people, won't walk in love. And all at once, here come the Lord. And they know that they're off. They're not on his side. They're not saved. They're going to know that they're not on God's side. People of other religions are going to know that they're not right with God. They're going to know that everything that they were taught was a lie. I'm telling you now, if it's not Jesus, if it's not the love of God, through Jesus Christ, it's not of God. It has no history with God. It has nothing to do with God. No matter what label they put on it, no matter what prophet they say appeared and disappeared or whatever they did, every religion, hear me good, folks, this is for your own safety, and this is for the safety of your loved ones who meander into other religions. Every religion beside Jesus Christ, beside the foundational works of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, what God did is wrong. Every other religion out there is wrong beside what God did through Jesus Christ. The only way off this planet alive and out of hell is through Jesus Christ. Every other religion will have you in punishment forever. Now, this is why verse 13 exists. It said, and upon all the cedars of Lebanon. He's likening men to the cedars of Lebanon. People look good in their suits, teaching what, or their robes, in their hats, teaching whatever they teach. Upon all the cedars of Lebanon. There are no greater cedars in the world than the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up. Upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the high mountains, and upon all the hills that are lifted up, upon every high tower, and upon every fence wall. This is talking about the things that people look to make them look good, the mighty people, people that are perceived to be mighty and doing the greater things in life. See, upon all the high mountains and upon all the hills that are lifted up, upon every high tower and upon every fence wall, and upon all the ships of Tarshish and upon all the pleasant pictures. See, if it was nowadays, it would be skyscrapers, jumbo jets, high-speed trains, beautiful cars and freeways. Now, verse 17, listen at this. And the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of men shall be made low. And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. The Lord alone shall be exalted. People look to the people of Wall Street. They look to presidents. They look to kings. They look to popes, preachers. The loftiness of man will be bowed down. Bowed down. And they shall go into the, now this is when he comes back. The loftiness of man, verse 17, the loftiness of man shall be bowed down, and the haughtiness of man shall be made low. And the Lord alone shall be exalted in that day. And the idols shall be utterly, and the idols he shall utterly abolish. And they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty when he arises to shake terribly the earth. The same people that's a loudmouth right now talking all these grand things, when Jesus come back, they're going to be trying to hide in some hole somewhere, in some cave, and they're going to try to get that idolatry far from them. See, when Jesus comes, his glory will appear all over the world like lightning, and they'll know it's him, and they have nowhere to run. They won't have the ancient aliens they're looking to. Now you got ancient aliens, people delving into that now. That stuff will mean nothing when Jesus come back. In that day a man shall cast his idols of silver and his idols of gold, which they have made, each one for himself to worship, to the moles and to the bats. That's the heritage of the people who turn their back on God now and won't repent. Verse 21 says, go into the clefts of the rocks and into the tops of the ragged rocks for the fear of the Lord and for the glory of his majesty, when he arises to shake terribly the earth. Cease ye from man, whose breath is in his nostrils, for wherein is he to be accounted of? This is why you're going to have to study the real Jesus, do what the real Jesus said do, because the real Jesus is about to show up and return. I'm going to be a missing person. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in throughout your life if you only humble yourself and listen to the real Jesus.